A UN delegation led by the senior advisor to the UN Secretary General, Luis Gomez, yesterday called on Vice President John Mahama at the castle to discuss the United National Energy for All project. The project, an initiative of UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon, is a major campaign to ensure sustainable energy for all countries. Ghana is the lead country selected by the UN for the initiative. The country therefore has an obligation to present an action plan on energy to the UN to be incorporated into the major plan. Mr. Gomez noted that the UN has followed Ghana keenly and wishes to assist her further.
You have done an outstanding work. You have, for the past 20 years, you have systematically worked on sustainable energy. You have now 75%, one of the highest in the developing countries, access to electricity. So we want to showcase it as one of the great examples and also to learn here. You also have a very strong institutional framework and coordination through the Energy Commission. You have done a tremendous work. What is it else that what needs to be done, and how can the sustainable energy for all endeavor.
Vice President John Mahama said a number of interventions have been rolled out to ensure that at least the most deprived communities have access to the national grid. He said other alternative sources of energy like solar is also being vigorously pursued and the private sector has shown much interest. Vice President Mahama said the action plan will be ready by the end of next month, pledging government's commitment to the cause.
Ghana has had a comparative advantage in power production for quite a long while. And so both thermal and hydro, we had the Great Akosombo Dam, which we thought was going to provide enough power to Ghana forever and to receive the shock of our lives some few years back when we ran out of energy. And so we had to do a quick rethink and decide that we should do more of a mix of energy, hydro, thermal, and renewable. And so currently our target is to push up production to about 5,000 megawatts in order to be able to satisfy our own demand and become a net exporter to the sub-region and other countries. We want to promote the use of LPG.
Vice President John Dramani Mahama.